Hello again, it's Paul Martin, freelance cameraman, with another story from behind the lens. Every now and then you get to train your camera lens on a special occasion, being part of a team that reports a story that most people will know about, or will have heard the story about which you are telling. Everyone will have heard of the Titanic, of course, and its fateful voyage over the Atlantic to New York. It never arrived, and many hundreds of people died when it hit the iceberg and sank. But not many people will have heard about St. Mary's Church in Copythorne, Hampshire. What's the link? Well, in October 2009, I turned up at a small gathering of people from around the world as a service remembrance took place in honour of Milvina Dean, who sadly died on the 31st of May 2009. Milvina was the last survivor of the Titanic, the final living link to an awful tragedy that was reported around the world and still makes headlines today. TV programmes, documentaries and even feature films have been made, remade and talked about ever since the sinking took place. Milvina was a small child at the time and admitted that she remembered little of her ordeal and that of her family. But she became a celebrity of sorts over the years because as the other survivors passed away, she became the last living link to the Titanic and all that that title bears. She apparently took this celebrity with good grace and humility, and even enjoyed the fascination and questions that people put to her. But on the day I got to hear her story was the day that her ashes were to be scattered in the water at berths 43 and 44 in Southampton Docks, from where she sailed aboard the Titanic on the 10th of April 1912. Like many of you, I've watched the films, the documentaries, and I've even filmed some local news stories about the Titanic. But until that day, I had not met Milvina, nor had the chance to meet her. But on that day, at the church, I filmed a part of Titanic folklore as we all said our goodbyes and paid our respects to the last link to a tragic story that will, without doubt, outlive the rest of us.